So let me read the passage for you, okay? Psalms 126, verse 1. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with song of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Bring back our captives, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, crying, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. That's today's scripture. So, when talking about the dream, we can see that in verse 1, yeah. The scripture is saying like this. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like those who dreamed. And in today's word is like this. When the Lord brought the exiles back to Israel, it is too good to be true, like the dreams come true. When under such circumstances nowadays in the pandemic, in the COVID-19, I think everybody will praying and thinking, when will us be resume normal, right? Oh Lord, bring back the old times, the ordinary time, our ordinary life, okay? So when we think about the blessings of the Lord from the past, we know that all we got is from Him. And when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, just like what the Israel, they have experienced at the past, when they are in exile, the prophet Jeremiah told us that they have to wait for 70 years. But after that, when they are hopeless, God's mighty hand brought them back to Israel to restore the city, restore the wall, and also restore their faith, restore their life. For me, I was born and raised up in British Hong Kong. Immigrated to Canada in the 90s with my wife. Yeah, actually, it's my wife's family immigrated first. When we got married, then we go to Canada and we studied theology in Canada. And then we concentrate on the Mandarin services. So it's quite interesting. When the Cantonese congregations see us, they will think that we are from China, mainland China, because we're always in the Mandarin service. But when we graduated from the seminary in 2005, we go to mainland China to serve. The mainland Chinese know that from our accents that we are not from mainland, okay? We are not Mandarin people. So they will try to guess where do we from. Sometimes they will think that I'm from Korea. Yeah, Korean. Because there are lots of Korean workers in missionary workers in the mainland. Yeah. For me, when the very first time I preach in the church in Sichuan, it's just like a dream come true. So today, when we are under the COVID-19, we cannot see each other in person. I'm still in Hong Kong and you guys are in Edinburgh, right? But because of the internet, we can still get together, worship in His name. Isn't it awesome? Just like a dream come true for me. Once upon a time in China, now staying in Hong Kong, but preach for the Sunday worship in Edinburgh. So today I want to share with you from the song. This song is traditionally they are singing in their journey, in their pilgrim singing in the journey. They're journeying to worship. They go up to Jerusalem, the temple, and they will sing this song. And from this scripture, or from this song, I have a I'm gonna share with you with three things. The first one, I think you can see it on the PowerPoint. The Lord has done great things for us. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them, right? The Lord has done great things for them. And for the verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Do you remember the blessing of the Lord? Or do you have ever experienced the miraculous work in your life from the above? I do think so. Why? Because we all are Christian. We all are the children of the Lord. Let's say how we came to Christ. Isn't it a miracle? The Lord has great things for us, right? For me, I'm not born in a Christian family. My father is quite traditional Chinese. Let's say he's not a Buddhist, but an ancestor worshipper, right? Traditionally. For me, the Christian give me the impression is very generous and good people. Why I say that? Because in the old times of Hong Kong, the Christian workers will help the poor, giving all the foodstuff, milk, biscuits to those who in need to the those squatter area who is the poor living. Yeah, we maybe some of us. Maybe not you guys, you are still young, right? For us, the old guys, yeah, we have got the help from the church, from the, even though we do not know what's the difference between Christianity, a Christian or Catholic, but we know, do know that Christian are good. Yeah. And for me, I get into an Anglican secondary school, studying here. We got a school assembly. Every week we have Bible lessons, and I'm not a Christian at that time, but because it's an Anglican school, we have to participate in the certificate of education examination. Do you know? I think it's just like you guys to have a public exam, right? Public exam. For our school, Anglican school, we have to take the subjects of religious education. And for me, it is very special. Why? Because at the first, I don't want to go to take the exam. But finally, I take the exam. Why? Because I have paid for it. Okay? And I've heard that at the center for the examination got air conditioning. So I got up in the morning. Even though it's raining, I went to that school and take the exam. It's an open book exam. Isn't it amazing? The public exam for the religious education for Christianity is an open book exam. That means we can take the Bible to answer all the questions. I still remember I've got the contemporary Chinese version, and I start to do all the stuff in the exam, and then I find out that at the back of the Bible, there's a list of name and information that I can copy it to answer. Copy and answer. Copy and answer. Copy and answer. So, what's the importance for this? After all the exam and I got my result, all the other subjects, that means English, Chinese, even I'm a Chinese, but my Chinese is not that good at that time. Math, all in a mess. Except the best result is the religious education. And because of that subject, and because it is an Anglican school, so I can still continue my study. Do you know what I mean? If it is not that subject, if it is not the Christianity examination, that will be the end of my still study life in Hong Kong. So it will be totally different. But at that time, do you think that I will be very thankful for the Lord and it is the blessing of the Lord and I came to Christ? No, definitely not. I just think that, oh, maybe I'm very smart. And 2 years later, get into the university, the Baptist University. At that time, it's Baptist College, the only one Christian university in Hong Kong at that time. But I'm not a Christian at all. But finally, when I graduated from the university, the time has come. I came to Christ. But it is a long story. I don't think that I have time to share about this, what I experienced in the university. But what I want to say is that it is not I choose to believe, but it is the Lord who always gives us chance, always want us to repent, to came to Him. Do you know what I mean? It's not I choose to believe, but it is God's precious grace. He gives me all the chances, all the witness surround me in the secondary school life, in the university, and also when I go to work, and then I met my colleague, he take me to his church, and then I came to Christ. I think all of us, has the same experience. The Lord has done great things for us if we can clearly examine what we experience in our life. This is the first thing that I want to share in from the Psalm 126. And the second thing is like this. The second thing is from verse 4, second thing. The Lord will do great things for us. Verse 4, bring back our captives, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Maybe you will ask, in verse 1 to verse 3, the Lord has brought back the captives. He has brought the exile back to Israel, right? But why? In verse 4, the author, the psalmist, still writes this, bring back our captives, Lord. It is because in our life, there are always challenges. There are always, sometimes it's ups and sometimes it's down, ups and downs, ups and downs. At the past, the Lord has done great things for us. But right now, at the present, in this moment, especially under the pandemic, yeah, we all know that we are facing some difficulties right now, right? Maybe you can work from home and your kids can study from home through the internet, but it is it's totally changing. Or maybe the relationship between the parents and the son and daughters, and also the boundary, right? You know, the boundary extending or shrinking. It is always challenges in our daily life. So the second thing this song tells us is like this. The Lord will do great things for us. For the people, for the Israelite, from the book of Israel, we can see that they can go back, and Israel, Nehemiah, they are the leaders. They are leading the people to go back and then restore the city, restoring the wall. But there are the opposition of the enemy. In chapter 4 of the book of Israel, everything seems have to stop. But because of the grace of God, in chapter 5, the book of Israel, they can start and they can restore the wall, restore the city. Yeah. So from the second thing, we can see that bring back our captives. Light stream in the Negev. Negev, the southern part of the Judea area. The Judea area, yeah, is the wilderness. No plants, no crops, no water. But because of God, we pray that God will do great things for us and let the desert streams fulfill with flowing water. Do you believe in this, church? Or can you experience this because you got the experience from the past? The Lord has done great things for us, so the Lord will do great things for us. This is the second part of the Lord will do great things for us. So, we have finished the verse 1 to verse 4. From our witness and from our testimony of the Christian life, we can see that the Lord has His miraculous work on us. And also, in the present, we pray that and we still know that our Lord will do great things for us. And when we take a little conclusion on this, for the first part, we can focus on the witness of our Christian life to the others. And for the second point, the Lord will do great things for us. We will say like this, it's the transformation of our faith journey, the transformation of our Christian life, the witnessing, and also, even though under these circumstances, under these difficulties, we still believe that the Lord is with us. The Lord will do great things for us. And the amazing thing is like this. Light streams in the Negev, like the flowing stream in desert, in the wilderness. All we know that in wilderness, there is no water, no plants, no crops. But from Psalm 126, it told us that never forget the great power from the above. Never forget the grace of the Lord. And we believe that the Lord will do great things for us. So, when we finish the first two parts, then we can go on to the third one. The third one. Yeah, the last two verses of this song. So with tears, with songs of joy, just like carrying the seed, crying, but bringing back the crops with joy. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. When in 2002, when my wife and I joined the short-term mission to the Far East Russia. Not the western part of Russia, the Far East Russia. That means the very far eastern part of Russia, which is really close to mainland China, the Rostov, Uzurik, those cities. Yeah, in 2002, we joined the short-term mission, go over there. You know, I think you know that I don't speak Russian. Yeah. And for the Russian, they don't speak well English or Chinese, of course, right? Why we go to Russia for short-term mission? Because just like what I mentioned before, in the Far East, Russia is quite near to the northern part of China. So many mainland Chinese go to Russia to do small business, maybe have a little shop in the flea market, but at that time they can do big good business in there. So we can have a short-term mission to visit them and also preaching the gospel and also concerning some the Christian life of some Christian already working in over there. I still remember when I finished preaching in a little Chinese church in Russia, and then I go out and wait at the intersection, wait for the family, the Christian, Russian Christian, to pick us up, okay? And then tall and strong Russian police came and tell me to have my passport. Yeah. Checking. And then, because at that time there were some bomb attacking here over the western part of Russia. And so I got a bag with me, because I got my clothes or all the stuff, and then waiting in the intersection or on the road, and the two Russian police try to ask about what I'm doing in this area. So I use my limited Russian language to answer, like this: Kitansky Serkov. Kitansky means a Chinese, Serkov is church. So I told him I go to a Chinese church. That, of course, it doesn't work. Yeah. I'm still in trouble. And he, the police told me, and then tried to ask me using the Russian English like this. Terrorist, do you know what he means? A terrorist. Because at the western part, there's bomb attack. So in the eastern part, see a tall Chinese guy. He asked about terrorists. So I don't know how to answer. Just make a little prayer, and then I answer him just like this: evangelist. Because I've heard the team leader of the mission team that we all have the evangelist visa before go to Russia. So I answer him like this: terrorist, evangelist. And then the Russian family came up and explained to the Russian police and all the things, etc. I don't need to go to a police station, and I don't need to go further part of the police. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but just like this, so with tears, with songs of joy. But at that time, I really know that it's the protection and the blessing of the Lord. So every time in trouble, or every time facing the challenges, for example, the 12 years in China, the 3 years in Hong Kong, especially right now in Hong Kong, it's not that easy, right? If you have because I know that some of your fathers or mothers came from Hong Kong, right? Hong Kong is not easy in this moment. But I still think that from reading the Psalms 126, the Lord, when we cried, when we are despair with tears, when we, even though we plant with tears, we cannot let it go. You know what I mean? So this is, that means you have to let it go out of your control. You have to wait, you have to pray, and who can make it grow? If only the Lord, right? Only the Lord can make it grow. So with tears, and bring the crops with joy. Even though under the pandemic, even though in such a time in Hong Kong, or just like the song we sang before, right? The air I breathe, right? It's so sensitive in America right now. I can't breathe, right? But the Lord has done great things for us. The Lord will done great things for us. So, will there be hopeless? Definitely not. Because He is our Lord. He is the God Almighty. It's really amazing that I can preach in the Exodus worship. Jesus Christ, God the Son, the Savior. Isn't this what we believe, church? We do think, yeah. I have put a picture in this PowerPoint. Maybe we can saw it. Yeah. Maybe we are not that faithful. Yeah, you can see the farmer. He plants, sow the seeds, plant with joy. Maybe we are not, right? We are still in such a difficult time. Maybe just the phase one of releasing the lockdown, right? But just like what he mentioned, no matter the circumstances, the gospel will produce a harvest. So workers, so labor with hope. We are the winners, even though we are not the majority. Maybe we are still the minority. Why I say that? Do you think that Christian is the majority in the world? Hey, brother and sister, definitely not. 77 billion of people in the world. Only 20 billion, if I don't get it wrong. Okay. Yeah. So, compared to the world, we Christians are still the minority. But the gospel will produce a harvest, so workers should labor with hope. Or maybe you will ask, I'm not a Christian worker. I'm a professional, or I'm a housewife. I take care of my kids. But you're still the workers, right? The priesthood. We are all the workers. We are all the witness. We are all the children of God, the ambassador for the Christ, right? So, we are full of hope. As we got together, we are the faith community. And we are faithful because our Lord is faithful. So, as a conclusion, one God, one dream. God makes us to be fulfilled. God makes our dream come true. But do you ever think of it? Does God have a dream? Does the God Almighty has a dream? Can I say like this from Peter, 2 Peter? Peter told us, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Isn't it the dream of God? Everyone came to Christ. And for us, no matter what we are doing, no matter how old are we, but we are the witness. We are the children of the God Almighty. Thank you, church. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the Psalms 126, that we can always have hope from the above, because you are the gracious God. You lead us, sustain us, especially in this difficult time of pandemic. Please let us be faithful and make us be your witness, be your ambassador. We trust in you and we put our faith, our hope in your word. We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Holam.
Okay, let's continue to worship. Yeah, let's continue to worship.